Well, we were just talking to Ersan. What is the plan for him? I mean, can he play a certain amount of minutes? Can he start? What can he do?
Yeah, we'll get some minutes for him. We'll see how the game goes, but we plan on getting him some minutes and see how he responds.
How about at that power forward? Do you stay with Johnny there? You go
somewhere
else?
Yeah, we stay. We're not changing.
We'll get that out of the way.
We're not changing right now, so we'll wait till Ernst gets some minutes under his belt and comfortable, and then we'll talk about that at next week.
Right, and then Kenyon, you're going to continue to use him the way you have kind of any of those frontline spots where you need help.
Yeah, we'll look how the game goes and see, make sure if anybody's in foul trouble. You know, at the 4 or 5, we can, you know, he can play multiple positions. Again, trying to get him, in basketball shape in the sense of when. So we'll try to give him as many minutes as the game presents itself.
If Carmelo plays, do you expect him to play?
Yeah, he'll play. We expect him to play. We expect him already to play. So, they'll have their top guys ready to go and try to find a way to get a win.
You have to read your team. Are they ready to play a game that counts under these conditions?
Yeah, this is business, and so we've talked about it, all week, understanding this counts, this game counts, this is an exhibition, and the guys are ready to play.
What do you think you guys have been able to dominate this season?
We haven't dominated. They've had a lot of injuries. They've made some trades of late, so there's no one dominating. We're trying to come out and play hard and find a way to win.
You brought Joe over with you from Brooklyn, and you see him as a guy that's ready to step up and be a head coach sometime soon.
Who's that?
Joe Prunty.
Oh, Joe's the best. When you talk about the hardware of winning championships, he's done it in San Antonio, so you look at the knowledge that he can help a young staff that we have in Milwaukee. He's been great.
Is he head coach material? Do you see that?
Yeah, I think eventually he'll get a chance to be a head coach in this league.
Jason, what do you, anything different that you see with the Knicks? They may have more of their A team than when you saw them in New York about 10 days ago. I mean, is it going to look a lot different? Well, obviously no JR or Iman either.
They, when Melo puts on a uniform, they're different. He's one of the best in the world, so... We're gonna have our hands full.
Jason, have you had to take a more active coaching role this year with a younger team, as opposed to last year when you were with the Nets? It was a kind of very veteran locker room.
You're always active as a coach. You want to put guys in a position to be successful. We're a young team, so we do a lot of teaching, maybe a little bit more than we did last year due to the guys that have had a lot of experience. So our guys are young on experience, but they're picking up things that we've talked about and going over in practice. So.
And then last year on your trip here, after that, the Nets went on a really good run of games, had one of the best records in the league after Christmas. Do you think the kind of the London trip acted as a catalyst for your team to kind of get together, gel together, and do you think that can have the same impact this year?
I don't know if the London game was something that we used. We were an older team, so we were happy just to play one game in a week. We weren't built for 4 and 5 or 7 and 10, but to have one game, we could focus just on our opponent at the time. And, we won, but I don't think that was the game that turned everything around.
Do you see Kenyon Martin having a role in helping you develop the younger guys on the squad since he's a veteran?
Yeah, I think he still has gas in the tank to help on the court, but also off the court. So, again, being a young team, Kenyon brings wisdom for us and, understand being his toughness. But he's a very smart player, too, so he can help the young guys.
Jason, anything you said to Giannis? I mean, it's kind of a big stage for him over in Europe. I'm sure he's really looking forward to this game. He's got Franz, his old coach, here. Anything you said to him?
No, this is basketball. So he's played in Europe before. And so I think to enjoy the moment, but don't put anything more on it. Just be yourself and let the game come to you.
He mentioned how yesterday you had put him in touch with Pippen and then with Olajuwon here in Mutombo. That's all good things for him.
It's a great experience. Giannis wants to be one of the best, so when you have the opportunity to talk to the best, to be able to ask them questions of what helped them be successful for a 20-year-old, I think it's the right thing to do. And those guys that you mentioned are great to be able to take time to share what they did to help them become successful.
Did he talk to Pippen on the phone?
Or? Yeah.
That was something you set up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because we talked about, you know, who did he look up to? Who did he want it? So we had an opportunity to, for him to talk to Pippen. But he did the talking. I wasn't on the call, so
that's
between him and
Pippen.
You
set it up, right?
I just helped try to get them in touch. That's all I did.
Do you find the dynamic different when you're coaching against guys you used to play against, so say Steve Kerr with the Warriors or Derek Fisher with the Knicks? Is that a different? Is it more competitive than? Do you feel the dynamic different?
I don't think it's everyone wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
Kerr, Fisher, myself. So being players, we are all competitive, and it doesn't change being a coach.
Have you seen Carmelo since you got to London at all?
No, I haven't seen him. He's been busy.
Jason, this is your third straight year in London.
Yeah.
First as a point guard of Knicks, last year as a head coach of Nets, this year as a head coach of Bucks. What would be your role next year?
Unfortunately, we won't be coming back to London. I've had a great time here. The experience has been wonderful each time we've come. So, hopefully, we can find a way to win.
And between last year and this year, what do you think is the biggest thing that you've learned as a coach in that time? Is there anything that really stands out to you?
Patience. You got to be patient. It doesn't happen overnight. As much as we wanted that in Brooklyn, right when the season started, we had to be patient, and we found ourselves in the second round against the Heat.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.